This is HPR episode 1680 entitled New Year Show Part 7 of 8. It is hosted by HPR volunteers and is about 142 minutes long. The summary is New Year Show Part 7 of 8 from 5:30 to 8:00 UTC.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
So, when I worked at Red Hat, the number of IRC channels I was in quadrupled.
Sort of the opposite problem.
Indeed. I went from having a nice manageable number of IRC channels to suddenly it was exploding on me.
I was never able to handle more than one at a time. I don't know how you guys do it.
Right now, I average about 7. The anime club from Raleigh, a few on Freenode, mostly Fedora stuff, and Ogcast Planet and Trilog, and then the Qtile IRC channel.
Wait, I have to call bullshit. You said it quadrupled, and it's 7. There's 7's not divisible by 4.
No, that's what I had before I went to IRC, or to Red Hat, and then you multiply that 7 by 4.
Oh, right, gotcha. I was only pulling your leg anyway. You can call me an ass, it's fine.
Ass.
Pokey, I can help you with your problem with not being able to handle multiple IRC channels.
Oh,
methamphetamines will do this.
Nice. So I thought you were going to offer me help with math. I could really use that instead.
I think meth helps with that too, but you have to do it really, really quickly.
Bitchin'.
Hey, 330, by the way, if this LA thing doesn't work out, you want a Red Hat, or you want a roommate?
LA thing.
Yeah, me moving to Los Angeles.
I didn't know about that. I actually can't take on a roommate right now, actually.
It was just random throwing it out there. I need to get out of North Carolina.
Hey, H-Pirate, you're moving out here to California?
That's the plan. I've been told I'm the final candidate for a job out there, and then things kind of shut down for Christmas and all that stuff, so I'm kind of sitting in limbo right now.
Are you loading up the truck and moving to Beverly?
Something like that. I am bringing the banjo.
I don't know. I have nothing nice to say about L.A., but best of luck on the job anyway. But you might hate L.A. Just warning you.
You will hate L.A., by the way.
Okay, there you go.
Is it L.A.
Hey,
you're moving to?
That's where
I
was born.
Or is it somewhere else?
John, then you know how bad it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Notice how he said that's where he was born. Like, not that's where I live now. It's just where he happened to be born and got the heck out of.
I was born slap dab in the middle of Los Angeles. At the hospital's name was City of the Angels Hospital. It's no longer there.
Oh, now we know where you were born. We can get
my
into,
ex
we can
was born
get
there.
Your passwords.
Holy hell.
So, actually, more specifically, I'm moving to Claremont, which is a good 40 miles from downtown.
Yeah,
everything
is
40 miles from downtown in L.A.
Trouble is, everything's an hour and a half from downtown.
Well, everyone...
Oh, you cut out there. It was a really salient point, too, and I'm sad that we missed it. Could you repeat it?
I think we got lucky and he dropped off entirely.
Oh, that's not lucky. I want to hear it.
It is 3:30 after all.
No, it wasn't me. I have no points to make about L.A. other than, you know, it's probably due to be burnt down.
The clock is ticking. No, it was Dr. Seuss who started talking and then it cut out. It wasn't 3:30.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I would love to move to L.A.
No, you don't want to move to L.A. LA is, the thing is, everyone always wants to say about Los Angeles is, we're moving to Los Angeles. The catch is Los Angeles is a shithole. And it's not just Los Angeles that's a shithole, it is, the city itself is, but there's also really kind of cool cities around it, but everyone always says that's part of LA, like, you know, there's Pomona and Corona. And, well, okay, all right. Okay, those places are horrible. But even so, even that that's not the case, it's L.A. It basically encompasses a huge part of Southern California, even though it's not really L.A. I mean, basically, L.A., they want to consider going from Long Beach to the San Fernando Valley, and that's not the case. It's basically, L.A. is a very small portion. The rest are suburbs. And not saying anything's ever better. I mean... Let's face it, every suburb of L.A. sucks equally, but it's still not L.A. And if you can get out of the city of Los Angeles and be in, like, the valley or something, you're better off.
Orange County.
Oh, see, we got OC live... representing.
See, I live in...
I grew up in the O.C.
See, the place I live, the only place worse than this on the planet is New Jersey. And New Jersey is the asshole of the universe.
Again, I can't argue with this.
No, you know, the fact that you said that, no one even, like, just hesitated, like, no, I'm from New Jersey. I don't feel, and no one ever commented on that. You're right. New Jersey is the asshole of the universe.
Now, I have heard very much the opposite from people who are from New Jersey, and they say once you get away from the turnpike, that it's actually kind of a nice state and some nice territory, but I haven't been off the turnpike personally, so I can not confirm that.
It's because it's too hard to get off the dang thing.
My entire experience with New Jersey is riding through it on the Amtrak.
See, there are places where it is designed to be hard to get to. My Boxford, Massachusetts, for instance, is a really, really kind of high income area, and you would have to, like, program it into your GPS to get into there, because it's kind of a long, narrow town, and most of the roads are one way and lead out, so you have to know how to get into the town or you're just going to get lost driving around it. So I mean, there are places that are designed to keep people out.
I just can't believe New Jersey actually has it that calculated. I can't see that them having that in them.
Fair point.
Well, it could be worse. It could be, you know, a good 45 minutes or an hour drive one way to get to the grocery store, and that's not because of traffic. That was my situation when I lived out in Harker's Island.
That's a long drive. You know, I used to love driving, and I wouldn't care how long it was, but the older I get, the less I want to drive.
I hear you there.
Oh, I still love driving. As you get older, it gets more dangerous because, you know, you can't see and your reactions go down and you can barely see over the steering wheel.
Time.
Well played, Pegwall. I still love driving. I drive an hour every day. 2 hours every day.
I should rephrase that. The older I get, the less I want to be in a car. If I'm in a car, I have to be the one driving.
Oh, okay, that's different. I have to be the one driving.
Cobra 2, are those regular hours or metric hours?
Those would be metric hours, sir.
Oh, well, that's better then.
How many nautical yonders can you traverse in a metric hour?
64.
Damn. 42. You're not driving Klaatu's Amphicar, are you?
Hey, my boat could do 42 in an hour.
I did the parcel... Never mind. Screwed it up.
Are we mixing nautical and shit right now? I mean, really? Are we? Holy shit.
Yeah, forget that.
Did you mean to talk about the Kessel Run, sir?
So, wait. We have nautical shit now? Like, as in, the length of the turret is measured in nautical units rather than regular units?
Nautical yonders. They're very much different from a land yonder. If you say it's over yonder and you're on the ocean, that's wicked far.
Or we're considering nautical shit is a actual measurement of distance. So a nautical shit is different than a land shit. I don't know where I'm going with this. Sorry.
Well, nautical shits float, so it's...
Yeah, nautical shit is a verb.
Who dropped the jacuzzi or Shit.
Okay, so we're all getting fucked up right now, right? Let's all admit that and just go with it.
Oh, let's go back to whatever we were talking about before. Who did this?
Sorry.
So, Klaatu, how did you wind up with a job in New Zealand?
He applied for it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I was on a company's website because I was just out of curiosity wondering what software they used. And I thought, well, maybe their website will, like, give me a clue as to what, like, software partners they're partnered with or whatever. And they had a jobs link, and I was like, ah, I could click the jobs link. Why not? So I clicked the jobs link, and there was a job that I knew that I could get, but I still didn't think I would get. And so I applied, and they started, like, actually talking to me about hiring me. And it just kind of – it was forever. It took, like – oh, man, it must have gone on for 4 months or something. It was insane, like just interview, you know, back and forth. And finally, obviously at the end of last year, I got the job and I moved. And then my contract got renewed this year, so I'll be here another year, thankfully.
So if I wind up hating L.A., you want to give me a referral?
Yeah, sure, I can refer. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what good it'll do, but if you know Linux, this is definitely a good place to be.
Well, I think I know Linux. I mean, I did work at
like
Red Hat.
You probably would, yeah.
I want to say, Klaatu, that, I mean, as happy as you must have been to get that job, the rest of us were that happy for you. So I'd like to say you can't imagine how happy we were, but I bet you were pretty happy to get it. So you probably can, but we all were that happy for you when we heard about it. It's just fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much.
I have to admit, it kind of caught me by surprise. All of a sudden, I heard that you were getting beamed up by your spaceship and beamed back down in New Zealand. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was excited about it, and I mean, there's just something. Yeah, I mean, New Zealand's beautiful, etc. But I mean, there's something about walking into a meeting room or maybe even a full-size theater and seeing like on the big screen up at the front of the room the KDE desktop. You know, it's just like this is what I do for a living now. It was pretty satisfying. But I guess Handsome Pirate knows about that due to Red Hat.
Oh yeah, it was great. Although a lot of times it was GNOME or. Actually, one manager showed up with Ubuntu running it one day, and he definitely got some catcalls for that one.
I mean, it could be worse.
Can I ask what years you worked at Red Hat?
Up until about 6 months ago.
What department?
I was on the kernel team, GSS.
How, do you mind me asking how it ended? Was it a layoff, or what did they... Are they having trouble over there? Or what's going on?
It was a layoff, but there was a little bit of a spike in layoffs there, and then from what I understand, all of us, they're hiring people back in, but at this point, I'm moving on, so.
Well, I'm just wondering if you might have known my old roommate from college. He works there, or worked there. I don't know what he's doing now.
What was his name?
His first name was Summers.
Doesn't ring a bell. Red Hat's a fairly large company these days.
Yeah, I think he's in design.
Yeah, like I said, I was doing kernel stuff, so probably wouldn't have even run into each other unless we happened to be in the same building and went to get food at the same time or something like that.
Seems like Red Hat would be a pretty great company to work for. I mean, just in terms of productivity and creativity on the job. I mean, I don't know how they treat their people or whatever, but it seems like a pretty cool place to work at.
Well, I mean, you got things like management bought us beer, and we have Nerf gun wars and all that sort of fun stuff. My desk chair costs more than my truck.
Wow, okay.
Dude, this new job that I just got, there's none of that going on. But I can't tell you how refreshing it is, how freeing it is, how awesome it is to work in a place where people don't get mad at you just because you're smart, and where, like, I mean, just that alone would have been worth making the move. I would have moved years ago if I had any idea. But, you know, there's also, like, people there are smart enough to have a conversation without words, you know, like there's jokes exchanged without people speaking the jokes, and Like, there's always, like, a hidden conversation going on, and it's always fun and upbeat. It's just, it's incredible. And, oh, man, just moving to a new job sometimes can refresh everything.
Amen. Dude, on that, brother.
It was totally like that at Red Hat. I mean, by far the smartest group of people I've ever worked with.
Why do I always end up working with stupid people? Is it because I'm stupid, or I just don't interview well?
You are kind of dumb.
No, it's because there's so many of them out there, you're bound to land in a pool of them.
Yeah,
so I think I end up with religious fanatics constantly. I don't get it.
Well, you did work at Quaker school for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one's kind of your fault there. You did work at a school of religion.
Yeah, that's all on you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that one was totally my fault, and one of the worst things I've ever done, and I've done some messed up stuff.
Where are you working now, 330? Or not where, but like what? You've obviously moved on from the school. What are you doing now?
I'm currently doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, Lord. Sounds like you shouldn't have moved on from that school.
No, actually, it's working out. It's working out great.
Bukkake always does.
Are you deriving an income somehow?
Well, if Peggy will get back on the corner, I'll get my money.
I said $50, bitch.
No, right now I'm in the R&D phase of a company I'm starting that will hopefully not land me in jail.
I need still a kernel stand by engineer? The fucking porn thing.
Need a kernel engineer?
Only if a kernel engineer can create paint sprayers and other graffiti supplies.
Well, I do You're have some machine experience.
If you have a really good mace recipe.
This is going to be a Kickstarter for your bail.
Hey. Well, as far as the mace thing goes...
No, not Kickstarter. Fund anything.
Just dry up some ghost pepper and grind up the seeds, and there you go.
Do not encourage him.
That was actually my plan already.
No. I'm encouraging him. This is going to be some entertaining shit right here. No, keep going, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we want to watch him go down in flames.
You think you could kernel hack some sort of life recorder for him so we can see all this?
Get me an Arduino and a few other odds and ends, and sure.
I'll just super glue a GoPro to my head.
That's what I was going to say. Well, minus the super glue, that's a 330 touch.
All right, are we really going this nerdy on stuff? How about we go old school? Somebody brings a camcorder over to his house, and we just start recording shit.
Last time somebody brought a camcorder over to my house, you can download it.
I already have. Oh, God, have I.
Oh, giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
See, I'm thinking something a lot simpler. You just have a little camera with a tiny little hard drive, and it just, kind of records, and then when it gets to the end, if no one in IRC has said, ooh, keep that part, then it just records over the beginning again. I don't think you need all that much.
Nixon came up with that. Didn't work out well for him.
I'm not hoping it works out well for 330. I'm hoping it works out entertaining for the rest of us, just like Nixon.
Valid point.
We're going to wiretap just him.
Valid freaking point.
Once the memory's full, it can upload it to archive.org.
There you go, just every minute of my life.
Put it onto hardcore, put it into, three RAID 5 backups and geographically dispersed so that it'll take, some pretty hard doing to get rid of it, plus some disconnected hard drives in various places, so it's just there for all eternity.
Oh, please. Man, you said RAID. I gotta jump in here. I worked with the most badass RAID setup that I've ever seen in my entire life. It was a 170 terabyte RAID array, and that was actual storage space of the RAID, not the storage of the combined hard drives put together.
Holy shit.
What was managing the array? Just the RAID card? Or, what file system were they using above that?
NTFS.
I believe the file system was ZFS, and it was being managed by a Red Hat 6 box.
Well, that makes sense, then. So, wait, Red Hat 6 or Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6?
Red Hat Enterprise Linux.
Because Red Hat 6...
It was Fedora Core.
They didn't need USB in there. You know, who cares?
USB's for the devil.
Speak of the devil.
All I know is I got to work with that one for a week, and then I got to work with a 60 terabyte RAID array and that was being managed by Windows. And the Red Hat server rebuilt, and the hardware of the servers was almost the same. And the Red Hat server rebuilt the RAID array because some drives had been lost, and the array had to be rebuilt. The Red Hat thing rebuilt it in like 2 days, and it took the Windows box a week.
What did you fill your raids with? What were you doing?
Semen.
Seismic data.
Actually, I know what I could do with a raid array that size. There's a dude, Travis Goodspeed, that lives across the mountains in Tennessee that is basically doing high-quality recordings of satellite emissions. And he says they take up a crap ton of space.
Well, this is for... We were doing work imaging seismic explosions, controlled seismic explosions, and reading all the data from all the sensors at the same time from each shot that was taken, and then recording all of that data, and then compiling that data together to make a pretty graph of the oil is here.
Oh, fracking.
No, not fracking. We were looking for oil. We also found gas and everything else, but mainly we're looking for oil.
Cool. Handsome Pirate's friend sounds like he's recording the God stream. Klaatu, do you approve of that?
Absolutely. Thank you for even thinking of mentioning a term that I came up with. That's very flattering.
The God stream.
I didn't even bother listening to the book club review. I was too scared. But thank you for reviewing a book that I wrote.
I'm glad you didn't bother, because we haven't posted that one yet. I'm behind in my editing by several
months.
Perfect.
Don't post that.
No, it's a good one. Everybody liked it.
I like that book.
We also did Lost in Bronx's latest book, and he didn't.
Yeah, I wanted to be on that one, but I think I forget something interfered. I think it was maybe on the Saturday that the Hour of Code, like this event, was happening. But
no,
yeah, I love his.
It wasn't a Saturday. We don't do Saturdays.
Okay. I don't remember what it was, but I do remember something did interfere. Maybe it was something at the Makerspace. I'm not sure. But yeah, I love his writing, and I do want to be a part of a conversation about that sometime in the future.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So anyway, he didn't want to be on with us while we reviewed it, because he didn't want to affect the things that we said. So we did like a point release of, you know, like of an episode. So if his was like episode 11, then 11.5 was interview with Lost in Bronx, and it was, once it gets edited and posted, you'll see it's awesome.
Cool. Okay.
So I just dropped a YouTube link into the chat, and I guess I'll add it to the show notes. It's a video of the talk that Travis Goodspeed gave at 30C3 last year. The title of the talk is Hillbilly Tracking of Low Earth Orbit, and it's basically about how he built bought a satellite dish and hooked it up to a bunch of computers and is tracking satellites and recording what they put out.
The first few seconds remind me of Pegwall's lemon tuna mouth days.
Oh, jeez.
I miss LTM.
So do I to be honest.
You know, it had to come up sooner or later, and I guess 3 minutes before midnight in my time zone was about right.
It's came up like 4 times now.
Okay, it's the first time it's come up while I've been around.
Yeah, me too.
Why do I talk to you people?
Because no one else will talk to you.
It's still there. We all know that, right?
You guys sound so happy about something coming up anyway.
You know, I'm just concerned that he still hasn't changed that shirt.
Some of us love you, Pegwall.
We just have really weird ways of showing it.
Ooh, I thought I was going to be alone in that. Thanks, Klaatu.
I need an adult.
So, by the way, I'm getting a server error when I try to go to the show notes etherpad.
Oh, snap.
I'm DDoSing it.
Oh, and if you get rid of the question mark at the end, it works. So, haha.
Yeah, still working on this end.
Here too.
I think he was saying he had an errand question mark at the beginning of the URL.
Clatty, have you ever seen this Etherpad thing?
Yeah, I just made some notes before when I was on about the someone was asking about Linux podcasts.
I mean, before this HPR New Year thing.
Yeah, the KDE team uses it. The KDE promo team uses it sometimes. So I've edited some things in that for them.
Holy crap! I like it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, I'm not into the whole the collaborative editing thing. I never. I mean, I guess I'm seeing right now why it's useful, but like in my real life, I don't ever have a need for that. But I mean, I think it's fantastic for people who would need that functionality.
Well, I'm just looking at this and like I've got a mailing list set up for the class that I'm in and all my classmates are on it because we take all our courses together. The courses change, but the people in class don't. And this would be awesome for us.
Todd set one up for us on the audiobook club so that we can just kind of, I mean, do the same thing as we're doing right here, collaborative show, collaborative notes, and it makes the show notes so much better and so much easier.
And with that, we should interrupt and say Happy New Year to the Midwest region of the United States, some of the regions of Canada, and eight more. This includes Mexico City, Chicago, Guatemala, and Dallas. And where I am, in Nebraska, and Chicago, Illinois, well, like we said, Chicago, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, and quite a few other states.
Flyover states.
Don't forget Houston, Texas.
So, I'm somewhat disappointed in this New Year's, because there's a town here in North Carolina called Brasstown that used to always drop a possum, and the animal lover has put a stop to that this year.
Drop a possum? Like they would take a possum and drop him off some structure?
Well, they did like the ball drop in New York where they had.
I don't think there's a possum
down.
Ball though.
So they no. skewered the possum?
No, they put the possum into a cage and they slowly lower it down.
Sounds like someone was just in a car crash or something.
They put the possum on a pike and slowly push it down.
I think that sound was someone shooting themselves in the head due to the stupidity of a possum drop.
I do have to point out something here. There's no fireworks nor meth labs exploding near me, so I think I am in a little bit better of a time zone than Peggy.
You just don't know how to live.
You don't hey, have drop them possums. You? Drop them possums.
So
I think a possum drop is far more interesting than lowering an Indy car like they did in downtown Indy today.
So what do you mean the possum? They put it, like, tied a rope to a cage and lowered the thing gently to freedom? Or
basically, yes.
Yeah, so, it's even on local TV there. I've seen it.
I mean, that's North Carolina for you right there.
And so there's a crowd of people standing around watching this happen, and then the cage gets to the bottom and it opens and he runs out and bites one of them.
I don't know what happens when the cage gets to the bottom, but basically, yes, they lower the cage gently and a crowd of people stand around and watch him.
It'd be funny if they lowered the cage gently into a pot of boiling water.
Or even cold water would do the trick eventually.
So after the possum drops, do you go home and, like, have sex with immediate family members?
Now, this isn't West Virginia or Indiana.
Cause if so,
or Kentucky.
Because if so, Peggy's buying a bus ticket today.
I've seen Peggy's family. He doesn't have any hot relatives. They all look like him.
And you think that bothers him in any way, 330?
With the eyesight in that family, looks are very, very subjective.
Besides,
you can feel ugly.
I feel ugly every day.
What do you think about it? That's why you just throw a blanket over it.
Well, I think Peggy always has to feel ugly, doesn't he?
Boom!
Only when Dan's around.
Oh, I was waiting for Peggy. You should get on a time on that one.
Peggy, I think you're pretty.
Aw.
Pretty ugly.
Don't listen to these mean people. I'm your friend.
People can
You're beautiful on the inside. Underneath all the cellulose and the ugly, you're beautiful.
He is.
I am a beautiful, curvy man.
Oh, let's gutty find out.
You can say that again.
I don't want to know how you know what the inside of Pegwall feels like 3:30.
Not so, feels, looks. My eyes work.
So, how about this for a thing? How about for next year in Brasstown, we put Peggy in a cage and lower him down?
How about next year we do video chat?
Do we let him bite people once he gets out of the cage?
Oh, we have to let him bite people.
Turn that town into a ghost town?
I mean, I'm spreading the rabies.
We don't want a bunch of Peggies running around in western North Carolina.
Is that your...
Well, spreading rabies and AIDS.
Is that your pet name for that part now, Peggy?
I'm going to get... I can't finish it. I got the giggles.
That's not the first time he said that to a woman.
Or man.
I'm going to get out of that cage and have sex with all of Pirate's immediate family members.
Hey, this was once a family show, sir.
Now it's a place to make families.
Wait a second, since when? This is HPR.
Oh, fuck shit ass.
It looks just like that other show.
You guys seem to only pull this kind of thing off once a year. I should do this more often.
Yes, you should.
You know, Klaatu, it occurs to me. You'd better never let Peggy come visit, or we might have interesting things happening with the sheep.
Oh, no, wait. See, I was outside. What's this going on with Peggy? Now I'm interested.
We're just hating.
They've all made him their hacky sack.
There's a reason he wears boots, and the sheep all know it. It's the same reason the Scots wear boots.
330, you're almost as loud as 5150.
Don't be bad.
Have you been drinking?
Who, me?
No, your mom.
No, it's just your gain, 330. It's not you yelling.
It's because I'm on my phone.
Damn good audio on the phone, by the way.
Yeah.
Galaxy S2.
Plumble
what
is...
the hell, dude? Galaxy S2, it's got that sound? Ah, shit.
Are you using a headset?
No headset.
The other thing I would ask is, are you connected to Wi-Fi that's on a, you know, landline connection or over 3G, you know, LTE?
This is 3G because my... my cable connection's slower.
Damn.
Wow, that's 3G? I have not been able to get Plumble to work at all unless it was landline. Well, Wi-Fi.
This is the Mumble client that's in the store.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, I prefer that one over Plumble anyways.
Freedom hater.
I have no idea what Plumble is, but it sounds dirty and I like it.
I think I used the Mumble client that was in F-Droid.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's one I have.
Yeah, I use it. It works. Seems to work good.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's the same one that's in the store.
And isn't it awful? In a lot of places, the LTE is faster than folks have at the house.
Yeah, true.
And only the house part of that is awful. The LTE part of that is pretty fantastic.
Wait a minute, Pokey. Say house again.
House?
Okay, no, I thought I detected an accent there.
What accent did you think you detected? Because
I thought I almost heard a half hoose, but like not fully a hoose, but a hoose. I don't know what I thought.
Not me.
No, that would have been Cobra too. He's in the Great White North.
Okay, Cobra, come on, house. Let's hear it.
It's a house.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's putting on that southern accent. That's not really how he talks.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
no, okay.
It is.
Okay, Cobra, say something really light. Like, lay it on here. Something the most stereotypical. Like, let's frickin' hear it.
You sure do got a pretty mouth.
Oh, hold on. I'm unzipping my pants.
You're not going to detect it. He's a transplant. He's the, he's like Yukon Jack. He's the northern southern comfort.
Well, no, like, people around here, they say out and about, and it sounds like out in a boat.
Oh, God.
Out in a boot?
Which is funny, because I live on the coast.
So, random aside, one of the dudes in the Model Road Club I was in Raleigh was Canadian, and his accent just cracked me up all the time.
Oh, my wife's Canadian. I married her because of her accent. Damn, she was hot. Is hot.
Oh, no, I heard
a flash.
I heard a
I heard the was.
Nice save.
She's streaming it. She just woke up, sat up in the bed.
I actually just texted her the HBR thing and told her how to listen to it.
What are you talking about? I'm was.
Oh,
hey, you knob. What are you talking about? I used to look good. Dude, she's going to check you into the boards.
Why? You just got as loud as 5150.
I think louder.
At least he's not overmodulating.
That's true. That's true.
Modulation. It's a gas.
Yeah, I've never seen any like group of community people, whatever you want to call it, like city, so focused on one sport. Like everyone here loves hockey, and that's all they know is hockey.
What about curling?
Nope, curling's not really that big here.
The guys you're in an entire country named Doug. What do you expect?
The guys I eat lunch with really like ice fishing.
Oh, no, I do ice fishing when it gets cold enough. It's not cold enough here yet. We've had pretty warm winter so far.
Define warm. Does it actually get above 15?
Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Oh, hell.
Let's say 15 Fahrenheit.
All right, well, except for the past 2 days, it's been above 15 Fahrenheit for the past 3 weeks.
Oh, Klaatu, what were your temperatures today? Like when you get out of bed and get out of the house and get in the car, if you drive to work, whatever, and you left the house, what was your temperature this morning?
Hang on, I got to mute myself.
It was about, I think, maybe 18, 19. It didn't break 20.
Celsius, right?
Yeah, Celsius.
What's that make it, like a 64 degrees, something like that?
Yeah, speak normal. Speak yeah. normal temperature.
Yeah, come on, man. Speak American.
You know what? Yeah. I can't translate between Celsius and Fahrenheit for some reason.
You can. Come on. Damn
Europeans.
Well, I can translate. So 20 is roughly 68 degrees. So 19 would be minus 3 degrees off of that, and then minus 2 degrees off of that for 18.
Cool. So, high 60s.
Is it cold or warm? That's all I want to know.
Low 60s, not
way
high 60s.
Way too warm. Way too warm for me. I mean, this is, for me, December, obviously, or not obviously, but for me, December should be winter, and so it being summer here is very strange.
When I got in the car this morning, it was 12.
I've got a question about schools down there. Do they operate, are they off for summer break now, or they follow, like...
No, they do. They do. The whole a semester and then or a term, and then they have 2 weeks off, and then a term, and then 2 weeks off, and then for this is their big, Christmas break. So they have, I think, a whole month off, and then they'll go back to school.
Oh, so they don't have like 2 months or two and a half, whatever we have now. It used to be three, yeah, didn't
no.
it?
I think it used to be three, or we just thought it was when we were kids because we didn't understand months back then. But yeah, I think it used to be three. But no, they don't do that. They don't have the one break. They go to school continuously, just with breaks in between.
Oh, that's so nice for the parents.
I imagine it must be. I remember.
It's probably better for the students anyway.
That's what I think, Drakenblut. I remember when I was a kid, every place that we used to live. Every place it seemed it would follow me around. They would like threaten to switch over to like the European model where they go, continuously. And it used to just strike fear into my heart. I just thought this sounded like the worst thing in the world. But now that I'm older and I'm kind of looking back, I think maybe it would have been better just for like retaining the knowledge of the previous term. I mean, like those 2 or 3 months of summer, I mean, you check out. Or at least I did. You forget everything, and then you have to catch back up the next year.
Oh, speak for yourself. I was the worst student in school. I never did my homework, but I always aced all the tests and retained everything through the summer. And if it weren't for that summer break, I would have dropped out several times.
So in North Carolina, the whole moving away from having a long summer break thing would never fly because beach tourism is a huge part of the economy, and they want everyone to go to the beach during the summer. So, summer break.
Well, yeah, and they want your high school kids to work at the ice cream shacks and stuff.
Exactly. And back home, pretty much all my peers in high school did exactly that. They worked in the ice cream shops or the surf shops or what have you. I was the odd guy out. I was an electrician, so.
Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah, everyone else had weird hours and all that. I had an actual 9-to-5, well, actually, it was 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon job, and it was regular hours. I got paid well, and the whole, it was, everyone else was working in the tourist industry.
My dad would take me to work with him, and on the way to work, he'd drop me off at a house, and I'd get to working. And then on his way home from work, he'd come by and pick me up. And sometimes I'd get lucky enough, and he'd drop lunch off.
Oh, so you're Bart Simpson. That was a great gig.
I was homeschooled, too, so I usually had all my homework and schoolwork done before Dad left for work.
One of the, actually, probably my favorite job that I ever had back in high school is worked for, it was like for poor kids, you know, they put you like a work program, and I did it 1 year and worked for like a highway department and just kind of swept up the roads and painted cemetery fences and cleaned up stuff. And because I made it through the whole program without like dropping out of it or quitting or whatever, they invited me back the next year. And instead of doing that stuff, we went and lived in tents out in the woods and did trail reconstruction. And that was some of like for the whole summer. And that was some of the best times of my life, just living out in those tents and working my ass off all day. It was awesome.
That actually sounds pretty cool, yeah.
That does sound like fun.
The kids my that favorite, I went to school with, they all worked at Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm during the summer.
So I was a lifeguard for 3 summers. That was the best job ever.
Yeah, looking back, that would have been pretty cool to sit out there on the beach and just check out the scenery all day.
Well, I would have loved to do that, but I had 9 saves in those 3 years. So, yeah, jumping out of a 6-foot chair into 3 feet of water kind of sucked.
You know what? Actually, you guys hit me with a good moment here. What if we went down the list and you can go down the list of people here and, yeah, we're going to 2015. Best memory so far.
Of life or of 14?
Of 2015?
Of 2015, if you want to hit up however many fucking hours you've been in there. Come on.
It's not
well, I mean, I've been here for an hour, and I had a pretty wicked pizza.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. So we got some sausage going on up in this shit. But, okay, you know, aside from that, so far, you know, best memory. Okay, how about this? Best memory last year, 2014.
Thinking.
Yep, that sums it up.
Music festival I went to. It was a big music festival I go to every year, and some friends of mine played there, and it was pretty cool watching them play, because that means they're making it in the music business, bluegrass band.
That might...
Which one, H-Pirate? Like, which one are we talking about? Like, music festival, band that you knew?
Well, the music festival is called Merlefest. I've gone every year for the last 6 or 7 years, but the band in particular is called Barefoot Movement. I've known them since I jammed with them in Fayetteville 1 year on a rainy night, probably 3 years ago. So it was kind of cool seeing them moving up in the world.
That's pretty cool. Mine might be a music festival, too. We camped out there for a week. And
mine was waking up from surgery in July.
Oh, shit. Cancer? What's going on?
Were you not expecting to wake up? What do you mean?
No, I, just routine surgery, and probably for 2 months before the surgery, worried that I wouldn't wake up.
Yeah, I get it. You know, dick extensions suck. No, come on, what was it, man?
No, it was basically a hernia surgery, and I, you know, you just, when you get older, you just wonder, hey, this could be it.
But how old are you, man? I mean, you know, you're spry. Come on.
Well, I'm 54 now.
Oh, you got nothing to worry about. Come on. Like, if you're going to show up and you're saying you're 70, then I got some worries. But no, you're fine. But waking up after that, I get it.
Was that before or after Joan Rivers?
Well, you get to the point, though, where you could say, yes, this could be it.
Well, he has a point.
You know,
though,
that was before Joan Rivers.
There's a dude that I knew from back home that went in for what should have been routine surgery, and he had a stroke on the operating table and never woke up. That was about a year ago that he passed away.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to go under surgery. But, you know, to be fair, most things progress like you would expect. But you know what, John? Thank God you're here, man.
Well, I have to tell you guys what brought me back. I was about to go to sleep, but I don't know. I wanted to check, see if my headset was still active. I was going to take it offline, but I woke up a couple of minutes ago, and it was Pokey, and it sounded like he was talking to Soundy and Pegwall. It was, you know, it was like coming back from the dead, you know, listening to people. I flashed that thing like, Monty Python, the whole deal. I'm not dead. Yes, you are going to be stone dead in a minute. And I was gonna go to sleep. You know, I was about to curl up and go to sleep. I thought, well, my headphones are probably still active.
You're drunk, the other aren't day. You?
Holy shit, dude. I'm envious right now.
The other day, my dad called me. He was like, yeah, my belly button popped out. I'm like, are you going to go to the doctor? He goes, yeah, probably next week. I'm like, go to the fucking doctor. Are you stupid?
Holy shit, is that the punchline? That's fucked up. I like that one.
My best memory from 2014 is my last helicopter ride after I broke my ankle and walked out.
Oh, no shit. What happened?
I can beat you. I had an airplane.
Okay. Look, 5150, though, let's not be a one-upper here. Let Cobra do his shit.
I was at work, and I was walking down line, and there were some branches. There were some trees that had gotten blown over the line. Line's just a trail in the woods. And I was crossing over the trees, and there was deep snow on either side, and I was trying to be safe and everything and go around them and put my foot on them, and my boot slipped sideways on the ice that was on top of the logs and went down in between them, and I stuck my left foot out and caught myself on the snow, and then as I put weight on my left foot, I sunk down to about halfway up my leg and fell over, and my right foot was still stuck in the log, so snap. And this was at the top of a ridge of a river, and where we were working was heli-portable only, so that means you got a helicopter in and you got a helicopter out. So they called a helicopter, and the helicopter arrived with a couple other guys to help get me out, and I walked and slid on my butt about 450 to 475 meters down a switchback path to the river where the helicopter was hovering on the river because the ice was thin. And got up to the banks of the river, and the river was probably in between 50 and 60 foot wide in the area where it was at. And there was the snow and ice that was on top of the river. It was really fun because it was the layer of ice that was on the river, a layer of snow melt, and then the layer of crusty, refrozen snow that was on top of that. So every step I took, I was like crushing through the ice, and I was screaming, but couldn't hear myself because the helicopter was loud. But when I got into the chopper and sat down, it was so nice.
Dr. Sousa, with all respect to your incredibly epic handle, I was on fire. Let Cobra 2 beat that.
Okay. No. All right. Okay. Let's. All right. Let's hit up the fire one. Cobra had a great run. That was badass. Oh man. Okay. So hope we're all recording that. Let's hit it. 5150.
Now everybody's heard this story too many times already.
Oh, I haven't. Give me the abridged version. Okay, you're lit on fire, we're running around, you're being sprayed by a fire extinguisher, I'm screaming. Well, go ahead.
No, you're going to have to ask somebody else for the abridged version. He can't do that.
Abridged version, I kept postponing doing dinner because I was watching Doctor Who on Netflix. Time I looked around and said, oh man, it's late, start
Okay, no. Okay, 5150, stop. Okay, first of all, what I just heard is this started watching Doctor Who on Netflix. There are questions that arise. There's not a lot of things that happen that you say, I'm watching Doctor Who on Netflix, I burst into flame. So please explain.
I said, well, it's too late. I've planned this fancy dinner. I really need to get started on it. Oh, no, I really need to help Dad first. So I, you know, apparently I must have turned the flame up instead of turning the flame down. All of a sudden I do, boom, light went out. And it's like, grab Dad, we need to get the hell out of the house.
Okay, so essentially you're the nerdy Larry the Cable Guy of this group. Okay, go continue.
Pretty much, you know, me and a turkey baster.
Oh, baby.
Son of a bitch. You got me going. Wait a minute. You can't stop on that one. Let's keep going.
Or you know, whatever it is these people set their houses on fire with every year. I just improvised.
No, come on. You know what you stuck your house on, so it's okay. It's whether it's cinder block or fucking styrofoam. Let's rock and roll. So go ahead.
Wait, before you continue, is your mic on the back of your head, 50?
Well, that's what you guys told me to do.
Holy crap.
Wow, that's, wow.
Do you have an open flame near you? I mean, I'm just concerned, like, can you shut anything off in your area? I just don't want to see you, like, breathe and something light on fire.
The only thing right now is, unfortunately, I have a natural gas furnace in this house, which I would rather
turn it off. Turn it off right fucking now. Turn it off right now.
But then I'll freeze my
house. This is regular drunk for him. This is regular drunk. This is Tuesday drunk.
It's Tuesday drunk and it's fucking scary. So let's turn it off. I don't want a live execution on the freaking mic. So be safe, turn it off, and let's hear your story.
All right, I'll go downstairs.
It would be good for ratings.
Okay, you know, go downstairs or underneath the trailer, whatever you have to do, and we'll wait for you.
How quickly can the heat from a CPU ignite a natural gas stove, I wonder?
I don't know if we've ever tested that.
Let's not.
Experiment coming on.
Klaatu, I know this much. The power supply on my previous computer actually did burst into open flames. There are actually charred paint on the old power supply, and it actually melted and charred part of the motherboard.
Now it's on Wetbusters.
The answer, Klaatu, is it's instantaneous, if depending on the proximity. And 5150 has been known to put his electronics in his appliances, so it is a real danger.
That is true. He has microwaved a headset before.
And, you know, even before that, I can tell you, I've had a CRT converted to an arc welder instantaneously.
No, but I think the best was when you were gone for a couple weeks or a couple days and you came back and everybody said, where you been? You said, well, you remember we were all having fun and talking and I was a little drunk. Well, I woke up the next morning and my headset was melted in the microwave. That was fun for me.
And the microwave was done.
You know, 5150, I think you and I could have some fun. I need to know where you're from. I mean, you freaking melted a headset in the microwave. I've never done that. However, I have lost 3 pants in the attic on Ambien. So I think we're simpatico.
South Central Kansas, where is that from you?
Oh, California, which, we're a distance away. But I think we can hook up, you know, at least over, you know, Mike or Team Fortress 2 or over drugs.
Possibly.
I say we all just get together, do some peyote, and make a day of it.
Well, that won't work for the straight edge in the room.
Oh, fuck that. I'm down with that. All right, who's down? I count me in right here. You could have said peyote. You could have said frickin' quaaludes. You could have said whatever. All I heard was, we're going to do blank together, and I'm down. It could have been fucking gay sex. I don't care.
Well, Dr. Seuss,
let's make this happen.
Dr. Seuss, I think you need to be down with the fish in Pigwall's tank.
So, next Oddcast Planet, we're doing this.
We're doing this. It's going to be like an orgy. I don't know what's going on. Gay sex orgy. Now, tell me this. this would be a great, a freaking great ratings episode. Is it was if you just said, look, we're just going to fucking have gay sex on. You know, it's going to be people not wanting to do it. We're just going to bust in their houses. They don't know. They're in the IRC channel. We're just going to bust in and, yeah, it's time for an orgy, baby.
So it'll be like Oddcast Planet Live West Coast style.
Ooh, I like where we're going with this. I like where we're going with this.
Because we all promised Claw 2 we would never do a West Coast Oddcast Planet Live. But, you know, he's in a foreign country and we don't give a crap anymore.
No, you know what? California is a foreign country. Screw frickin'. Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about California. No, we are a foreign country, by the way.
All right, so, look, here's what we do, all right? We find people that we want to be part of this, but we set it up as like a candid camera kind of thing where we start having an orgy in their house, and as soon as they walk in, we all just look up and go, in synchronicity, you know, have to go, oh, you're home early, and then you have the little sound bite, just ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba, and it just fades to the next one.
You know, I've never been more grateful that I don't feel pretty. I may get left out of this, and I couldn't be happier.
Seriously, TJ, do you have Flying Rich's pool of death there behind you?
Pool of what?
Have what?
Pool of children's tears?
Pool of death and acid.
No, why do you need to wash your eyes out?
There's something coming through on your audio.
That?
Yeah, that.
Okay,
that,
okay.
That's my furnace.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Look, guys, I want some credit for this. Granted, I'm new to the whole HPR thing. I do want credit for bringing 5150 back from the dead. He was going to fucking pass out here about, like, 5 minutes ago. I mentioned porn and orgies, and now he's back full on it.
It's all yours.
Yes, we thank you.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Dr. Seuss porn, there's people going to be listening to the podcast. Oh, crap, they woke 50 up.
Yeah, that's what, no, they didn't, I did. I woke the monster. I'm responsible, like, basically, like the you know, the people that were bombing and woke Godzilla up. I mean, that's what I did. I apologize for it, but I feel pretty good about it, too. Like, you're the monster in the channel. So, congratulations. And now it makes me sad.
Well, I'm glad I make you sad.
The biggest problem, though, with the whole Oggas Planet orgy is, what are you going to do the next year? I mean, it's going to be hard to top that. I mean, the only real thing you're going to be able to do after that that'll really have an impact is something crazy like necromancy or something.
History shows again and again how 50 points out the folly of man.
There you go.
TJ, we've always got a snoring contest, so you know we just got to invite Flying Rich the next time.
So it occurs to me that maybe we could do orbital skydiving dressed like Darth Vader playing electric guitar while screwing dead sheep.
You know what? If you call 5150 dead sheep, I'm down.
Hey!
I said I wanted to fuck you. What the hell? Are you taking offense to that? Jesus Christ.
Can I just, like, stay in my own room and drink alone? Would that be okay with you guys?
No.
No, no.
Drinking
no.
with Pokey.
Pokey, I think the best thing is just to not go anywhere near this, okay?
Yeah, if I'm suiting up dead sheep, you're going to be bald next to me.
Oddcast doesn't mean what it used to mean.
It does now, baby.
It's a bonding experience.
I'm going to take the high road and say, screw all you guys. Get back to something normal.
What have I been saying all day long? You know, this is not the Safe for Work podcast. It never has been New Year's night, and it's time we embrace our New Year's freak.
The problem is, I think it's gotten unsafe for HPR.
Nothing safe for NPR. I'm not IRHP. Oh, and it says NPR? Holy fuck. Jesus Christ. Well, to be fair, you know, alright. Well, son of a bitch. I'm gonna shut up.
Oh, those people are more freaky than you could ever pretend to be.
So wait, HPR is entering the realm of NPR now?
No. We're way fucking better. By far.
We're just willing to admit it.
I thought you was gonna shut up.
So, did we get through everybody's favorite memories of 2014?
Oh, son of a bitch, I asked that shit. I forgot.
Not even close.
Oh my god, okay. There. Well, okay, so I think we got Cobra. I don't... 5150, I don't think we got to you.
My favorite memory is, where the hell did I drop out of the show before? Because
we're DQing 5150, so let's step down. who else is? We got HP Pirate. I got bots. Okay, I'm going down the list here. How about let's volunteer someone that's not 5150, because that could be bad.
Tell you what, Dr. Seuss of Porn, I'm looking on Hashtagcast Planet now, and Jay Rulo not recently posted, we've only got a couple hours before we hear the real Pi 5150 drunkenness. So, you know, I know you're a newbie, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay, so this is a challenge. I actually didn't put the math together here. You and I need to rock and roll.
Well, if you think you can tango, I think all over the place people sit me around and just, I'd like to drink a 5150, and they're like, no, Chad didn't even drink a 5150.
Oh, you know what? Right now, I'm channeling. I don't think channeling's a word. Hold on. I got to take a little breather.
Me too. I'm going to get a beer.
No, what I was going to say is channeling. Oh my God. I'm funneling a champagne through my urethra, was what I was going to say, but that's not... Oh God, I missed the punchline. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that just got weird.
This whole thing hasn't been weird?
Yeah, the last hour and a half has been just one event of weird.
Look, in other guys, words, it's about the time I got on.
Look, guys, I made a new room.
I saw that. Well, you know what? How about... Okay. You guys... now, granted, I am a newbie here. Do you guys do any sort of gaming on here at all?
Gaming? What's that?
No,
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did someone just say channeling on there? Oh, God, it's my friend from fucking Steam. Oh, God, she joined. Shit.
We don't typically do it, not on here. I don't know. Some people like to play sorry for the gratuitous pimp. Sometimes we do the audiobook club, like nerd bingo type of drinking game thing, but it's nothing official. But no, not really on here. This is just our recording room. Wow, this last beer's gone to my head. Sorry, guys.
No, that's fine, man.
I want to just give a shout out to Lauren right quick.
Hey, Lauren. How are you doing?
I gotta counter you, Pokey. I mean, I don't do it on Mumble, but you can pretty much count. If I'm doing an HPR on Audacity, I'm kind of blitzed.
Hey, 51, let's give some credit to Lauren. We just got a, shout out. Let's all say hi to Lauren.
I don't know who Lauren is, but I'm going to assume that she's fantastic and she's a great person. Happy New Year, Lauren.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
In Lou's didgeridoo, I need one of those whistles. I should have bought one at Walmart.
God damn, I love you.
Wait, what?
You know, one of those Happy New Year's whistles, and the horns, that you blow into?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would you like some New Year's didgeridoo going on?
Oh, yeah, man. Have we not done that yet?
Oh, didgeridoo, those Australian things.
Okay, come on, let's hear it. Come on. Oh, are we doing an auld lang syne or what? What? Come on, let's hit it up.
I like bacon.
That's what I'm talking about. One of these days, I swear to God, I've got to make me
one of those PVC pipe and duct tape bagpipes.
It sounds like a porn, you know, thing to me, but everything sounds like porn to me.
I used to have a banjo.
I think you need a sheep for each one of the bagpipes, but...
Okay. Guys, I know we're recording this. I do have someone I need to say hi to, and she is in the IRC chat. If you can say hi to Danelle, not Danielle, but Danelle, everyone say hi.
Hello, Danelle.
Hi, Danelle.
Danelle, ahoy me hearty.
Yeah, she's Tally in chat. You got it.
Look, I don't know.
To our Danelle?
I don't know Danelle, but I assume she's a fantastic person, and I automatically like them. So happy New Year.
Well, she's got to be a fantastic person if she's hanging out with low life like us in the IRC.
Really, just putting up with Dr. Seuss of porn.
Low life like me, not low life like you guys. You guys are okay.
Happy New Year, Danelle. May you enjoy all the hairy bagpipe solos that you can.
Can I join in on the banjo? I want to join in with the banjo.
Dude, what we need to do is make a banjo didgeridoo fusion band.
What was it? Wasn't that a movie, Low Life Like Us?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, this is the apparently the naughty part of the show, so I can tell this story.
But I want to hear it. Come on.
My brother's buddy, he's a pretty good bass player, and he was trying to put a band together once, and I don't think he was having much luck because he asked me, he's like, "Hey, do you play any instruments?" And it was just luck that it came to me without any hesitation. I said, "Just the skin flute." And he actually paused for two beats to wonder if that would be useful in the band before he understood what I meant.
Well, you know, you play very well.
Well, this is back to my freshman year in college, and a girl my roommate was seeing. We were at the bar, and, and he's telling me, "Well, you got to pronounce her name in a particular way. It's like her name was Dawn, but you had to pronounce, like a Brooklyn accent, like Dawn." I can't do it. I did it then, but she wouldn't respond. You had to do the accent. It's like, no, Dawn. That's how everybody pronounces. No, it's Dawn. I still can't do it. I don't know why I'm telling you a story because I can't do it. But I was able to achieve it then. So my vocal cords must have been more supple and less soaked in beer in those days. But I kind of think it's a funny story because I could say it the way I would normally say it, but no, that wasn't right. I had to say it. The Brooklyn accent or whatever.
A5150, don't worry about it. I can't English either.
Is not Clat 2 still here?
He doesn't always participate when the show gets too degenerative.
I know. That's the only reason I'm kind of still staying up right now is to talk to not Clat 2. So I'm kind of getting ticked at you boys. I hadn't talked to the guy in a year.
Well, if you are there, not Clat 2, we pledge not to be raunchy until you're done talking to Cobra.
That was my warning. Yeah, don't make me log in as admin and move you.
Hey, I'll play nice for the conversation.
We did find out a couple hours ago that New Zealand is just as beautiful as we've been led to believe in, the Adventures of Hercules and all the Peter Jackson movies. As I asked Claude too, it's on my bucket list to go see New Zealand before I die. And it's like, is what I see on TV and the movies, is that like a 3-acre plot in the middle of a movie lot, and then the rest of the country is as crappy as every place else? And he said, no, everything's just gorgeous. And apparently he's discovered this in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a fascinating place. It's worth studying. Just read about it. It's fascinating. I think we were at John Doe Locksmith. Did you? What was your favorite memory of 2014?
That would probably have to be getting a job in IT and actually being accepted right at the interview.
Nice.
That's always a win.
Sweet. My cousin's a locksmith, so you're like one of these guys that goes around to the conferences with all the questionable tools and stuff and sets up a table.
As Clytu has pointed out, have in the past.
Well, you know, I think that's an honorable profession.
As a matter of fact, at one conference, the table in question was the Hacker Public Radio table.
Awesome. Did you pick up some stickers?
You bet I did.
Nah, they were locked down to the table.
Well, what we need to market is a engraved set of HBR locksmithing tools.
So when is HBR going to show up itself? Oh, hell, when is anyone from Oddcast Planet or HBR going to show up itself again?
Do you go to self?
I do, although...
You are HBR.
There we go.
Well, I mean, we lost a great conference this year. There's not going to be any NELF. And a lot of folks, always go to... Well, Pokey, didn't you go to NELF?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened to NELF? I hadn't heard about that.
NELF? What the hell? Sorry.
NELF. Jonathan has decided not to put it on next year. He's let the domain go and everything.
Yeah, apparently, everything... I don't think the first year he was everything to it, but, by the second year, it was all just thrown in his lap, and this...
No, the first year it was all Jonathan and his business partner and their wives. The second year, I believe, was the year that Bruce took over, but jumped in and did a bunch of it. And then the third year, was there three? One, two, there was two in Worcester.
At least three.
And then there were 2 years in Boston. So I think the third year, which would be the first year in Boston, was when Bruce really started taking over. And then the last year, again, it was the two of them. And I don't know, lots and lots of people wanted to help. Lots of people offered help. It just never seemed to sync up and connect. And the festival itself seemed like it got way too big for just two people. But somehow the people who wanted to help never got in touch with the people who needed the help, is what it seemed like to me. As an outside observer who watched from the inside, because, we had been at every NELF as HPR, as a table, doing the stickers and doing interviews and stuff. So it was kind of watching from the inside, but I wasn't really an insider. I never, did anything to help set up Northeast Linux Fest except to try to pimp it on podcasts and stuff. And that's just the way it appeared to me. It always looked like they needed help, and I offered and other people offered, and I don't know how the people who wanted to help didn't connect somehow.
I think it's weird though, because when you're in charge of something and people offer to help, it's there's this weird thing where you actually have to have the presence of mind and the time to then coordinate how they can help. It's extra work to take help,
but delegation.
You know that you need help. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, and running a conference, I helped out a little bit with Ohio Linux Fest a couple of years there, just as a sort of a gopher, really. But it was just, there's so much work in organizing a conference. It's phenomenal, the people who can do that. Oh, Lord D knows.
Yeah, it is an insane amount of work putting on a conference, and when you start getting more help, it actually can become more problematic to run a conference sometimes, because you start counting on other people to do things, and if they don't deliver, then it becomes a mad scramble to try to catch up with that lost time.
And I know for a fact that such things did happen at NELF once or twice, where people were relied upon and then didn't come through. And they weren't always necessarily our community members. You know, a couple times it was the venues that did stuff like that. And it was, you know, last minute stuff. And there's no shortage of people who will complain about things that go wrong at a conference either.
Yeah.
Well,
and I'm guilty of that. I'm as guilty as anybody else. So,
Wasn't there something about last year that the venue that they thought they had and talked to came up at the last minute and said, no, we've all rented ourselves out, and they had to get a different venue, and
yeah, yes. Something screwy happened at the last minute, and they had to change venues within the last, I don't know what, 2 or 3 weeks, I think. That could be wrong, but I 2 or 3 weeks feels right. And lots of people had gotten hotel rooms near the other venue that was at Harvard, and we wound up being not near Harvard, so it didn't really help those folks. And it was not Jonathan's fault. It wasn't Bruce's fault. It was all venue type stuff, but, it's a big deal. I mean, when you're the person trying to run those things and it can feel like a disaster when something like that happens. And, you know, I understand it. I feel bad for them. I wish there was something I could do to change it, but, you know, and I'm sure most of us who were there do wish we could do something to change it, but, I don't know. When we're done lamenting, I do have an idea for this year for the Northeast, if anyone wants to hear it, but after.
No, I want to hear it right here. Come on.
No, I want to go on. I was going to say, the last I heard NELF last year, it was in question whether somebody was going to get stuck with a bill for the change of venue. If that was Jonathan and Bruce, I got to feel sorry for them.
It would have been them if someone did get stuck with it. I don't know if there was a bill and if there was what it was. I couldn't tell you. I know that, all 4 years they waived the fee for HPR to be there because we kind of did their press and stuff. But all 4 years I paid the fee anyway just to make sure that some help was happening, but I don't think my one table fee would have helped if they were in that kind of trouble, which I'm not aware of if they were.
And, Pokey, it may not be such an alternative, but if you do find yourself with nothing to do with the first quarter of the year, I would, and I assume we're going to do it. I haven't heard anybody start on it yet, but I'd really love to have you at the Oddcast Planet Live.
I might be able to. It depends on how it falls with my new work schedule. We have what they call a 4x4 week, which is new to me. Apparently, most people seem to know about it, where you do 4 days on and 4 days off, which doesn't exactly fit on a 7-day calendar. So your days on and days off change from week to week. So it just kind of depends on where it lands. But it's if it lands on the right sort of weekend, it's entirely possible. But my idea for this year was if there's not going to be a Northeast Linux Fest, then I was probably just going to take the HPR's little Zoom recorder and go to Libre Planet and just try to get some interviews.
That could work too, but we always do over Memorial Day weekend. And really... Oh, I don't want to creep anybody out. It's always old, technically it's open to anybody, really, the sound of my voice. You don't have to be a podcaster. You have to be, listener. But, yeah, I can see, too, that somebody just jumps in that we've never heard of, and it's like, yeah, we're all going to be living in the same house, and who's this dude? So
yeah, don't invite just everybody. It's supposed to be for friends.
Well, it is, but technically there's no limit, but yeah, there if you're somebody we don't you know, on the other end, if there's somebody we, you know, never heard of at all, then you might have, you know, okay, you take this apartment over here, and we're all going to be over there. You know, it might work out that way.
You know, I've been invited to several OCP lives, and I still have not been to one. I need to go.
5150, I will say this. Man, I don't know you. I've heard about you, and I've only been part of the community a little bit of time. But you make me look sane, and I freaking love that. And God bless you, and you're an awesome guy.
Well, TJ can tell you, if you want to sleep at night, you do not want to be in the same room as I am.
Oh, hell no.
I've got an open bed, baby. I got an open bed. Come over here. Let's rock and roll.
Now, I have an HPR recording how bad my damn snoring is. You need to go listen to that before you say anything.
And on the whole topic of conferences, I'm hoping to be able to get something up and running again in 2016. But, you know, with what, you know, all I dealt with in 2014, there was just no way to return in 2015.
And Happy New Year. Sorry to interrupt, but Happy New Year to the Western region of the United States. I'm sure plenty of South America and maybe even Central America, Canada, and apparently two more countries as well, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Seattle, and
not Los Angeles.
Similarly time zoned areas. Not Los Angeles?
No, it's 11 right here right now.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock here. You're on, so you'd be hitting mountain time, Pokey.
Oh, yeah, we've been putting the show notes.
It's Colorado.
And Pokey, I hate to jump on here and dissipate the Happy New Year. Someone was just saying how they're gonna fucking off themselves, so that may not be the best. Like, all I heard on my headset was, "Man, you know, life kind of sucks, and you know, this and that." And suddenly, it's Happy New Year. It was a really disturbing sentence.
I meant, who the hell?
I apologize. It is
No, it was great, Pokey. Like somebody was, it was rhetoric, full on, but it was a great moment. Hearing, like, oh yeah, this is a crappy New Year. And it's like, Happy New Year, everyone. Oh, it's great. Thank you. That actually made my New Year right there.
Thanks, man. Sorry, I thought Cobra 2 did a pretty good job of warning us that it was coming when he stopped and started the recording. Thank you, Cobra 2. I didn't mean to jump in and shit on you there, Lord D. I was completely oblivious to what I did. Sorry.
Yeah, so if anybody's had a crappy year, it's Lord D, and I might come in second.
I got lit
on fire, and my house burned down, and my dad died. So, you know, if anybody's out there feeling depressed, You know, come into the light. Come on with us. We're getting drunk and we're talking shit.
Okay, so what we need to do is we need to do, like, okay, we're doing this, bringing in the new year. Yeah, the 26-hour thing. Who's drinking right now? Oh no, you know what? Actually, oh shit. Oh my god, I forgot. We're going down the list. Who was the last one to say about 2015?
I guess that'd be me.
Okay, well, let's come on. Let's go down the list. 2015, what are you looking forward about? I don't know what. I'm drunk.
No, it was your best memory of 2014.
Oh, thank you. Good God. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and John Doe Locksmith was the last one to talk, and so I guess that put me next up on the list, and it'd be when the treatment for my cancer kicked in, I actually did not get to see my little girl for about 3 months straight. So seeing her for the first time after that 3 month break, and, you know, I'm stretched out on a couch with two different, with a feeding tube and a drain tube going into me. And she comes up and just, you know, looks at me, you know, just and asks, "Daddy, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Daddy's just not feeling well." And she just reaches up, gives me a huge hug, kiss, says, "I love you, Daddy. I hope you feel better soon." That right there was probably the moment of 2014 for me.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. You know what? You just took it right there, man. That is perfect.
Yeah, and you were kind of in that area when I got back this evening and heard you talking, and you were talking about what your doctor told you and was different from what you thought, and I was thinking, well, maybe he was thinking about your recovery and not, you know, if he, you know, implying things that were, you know, not in evidence to keep your spirits up. And, you know, but the thing is don't believe that. Like we said, get a second opinion. You know, do not be defeatist and say, well, it's not going to get any better from here. You got to rise up against this thing.
Look, they could have told me I had, 3 weeks to live, and I would have fought tooth and nail on every last moment of it just for that little girl, if nothing else.
Lord, how old are you, man?
I just turned 36 Christmas Eve last year.
Okay, yeah, you're gonna fight it. I'm sorry. No, you sounded young. That's young. You got a hell of a lot there. Look, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine.
I mean, I can tell you these doctors do not always know, because, you know, with my burns and stuff, and I don't know this because, you know, you'd have to know me before and look for it to see where my burns are. I'm totally cool with that. I don't want to be on the pity machine, but the doctor earlier, back in like October, said, oh yeah, you feel fine now, but when it gets cold outside, you are gonna hurt like heck, and you're gonna need our narcotics to get around. And the first test I had was late in October. We had some 26 degree Fahrenheit days, and really that didn't bother me at all. And it hasn't been, and then it went back up to like 60 degrees for most of November and the first part of December, and it's just gotten a little colder than, this week, it's gotten pretty cold and snow, and it's got down to 16 degrees. And, I was told, you're going to be miserable going out in that, because you're a year from now you'll be fine. Your skin's not going to be thick enough, to be go out in that weather. I can tell you, it hasn't bothered me at all, man. It was like a sauna. Well, I don't want to say that, but, it wasn't bad at all today at 16 degrees and snow on the ground. So, I don't think I have to worry about anything. But that just shows you, Lord D, that these doctors do not always know what's coming.
Oh, I know. I understand that, 5150. It's just... the point that my cancer made it to, and I think the part I left out is, I don't think my doctor, that she ever said that, I would be able to get to remission. I had made that assumption not reading up and checking on things. And, after she told me, this is probably as good as it's going to get, I did some checking, and remission seems like is not something that, people with esophageal cancer normally ever do reach. Then again, I am something like 35 years too young for this form of cancer, typically. The people who normally get esophageal cancer tend to be in their 70s.
Yeah, my dad was. He was in his 70s when he got it.
And there's a lot of this stuff, that they don't deal with young people. They deal with people, they say, well... there's no point in fighting it because they don't have that long left anyway. So, I think you're in virgin territory there.
Probably so, but the other thing is they kind of had to stop the active chemo because of some of the, other risks that were involved. Right now, I am already dealing with chemical-induced neuropathy. If they had continued on with the form of chemo the IV chemo they were giving me, I did 14 rounds of that this year, they risk frying nerves in my hands and feet permanently. you know, this, what I have now is already annoying enough. I could not imagine if they'd fried things permanently.
Yeah, I hear you there. And you know, if it gets to the point where you need to get off of here, please do, you know, because I know we were talking, you know, months ago, and it's like, well, it was hard for you at that time, you know, to talk for any length. So, you know, if you feel like your vocal cords are getting tired or whatever, you know, please take a break, because it's not that important to talk to us. You know, what you said, sound like I keep bringing it back to me. It was like when I was, you know, in the burn center, you know, and they were, you know, treating me and all that. And says, you know, they were concerned that the wounds had gone far enough, you know, to burn out all my feeling in my arms, because, you know, they were doing stuff and I wasn't, you know, stuck to the ceiling with what they were doing. And, you know, and they were like, are you sure you can feel that? And I said, yeah, I can feel it. I can take it. Go, you know, go on doing, what you're doing. And, you know, and, but, you know, it's good. I still have full feeling everywhere. But they, you know, they were definitely concerned. And, of course, they had to keep probably if all the stuff I've done, I've built up resistance to, you know, narcotics or whatever. So they were, you know, they were giving me an extra shot of morphine. You know, they're like, can you feel us doing this? And it's like, yeah, maybe you can give me another... Give me another shot there, dudes, you know, because, well, it was, you know, after the fire, it was like an hour, no, it's 2 hours before anything, you know, before I got any help, and the ambulance showed up, and it's like, you know, you okay? And I said, well, you know, if you've got a shot of morphine in that truck, I wouldn't be saying no to it right now. Here it is. I've officially killed the podcast.
No, you know what? Yeah. You've got the story. The catch is we're all trying to absorb it. Like, look, that's impressive. My God. I mean, my God. Somebody else chime in here, because all I can say is my God.
Well, about October, a year ago, October 2013, I was in a crash. I was riding with my brother. I went from 70 miles an hour to 0 miles an hour in about 3 feet. That was somewhat unpleasant.
Oh, I can imagine so. How's your brother, first off?
Well, I mean, he's fine. Both of us got out of the car. Like, as in, we opened up the doors and got out. I had my work laptop in my lap, and actually, most of the damage to me was caused by the airbag slamming that into my chest.
Well, I guess these airbag things work, you know, you didn't bust your face on the in the inner panel or anything.
Well, no, the seatbelt would have stopped me, so even if the airbag had not fired at all, I'd have been alright, I think.
Yeah, I always said that, you know, if you've got your seatbelt on, that may... Maybe all this airbag crap is extraneous, but I don't think these modern cars are built so well, so maybe you need all of that.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do know that I got out of it, and mind you, I can tell when the weather's changing these days.
Ooh, yeah, well, yeah, that's no good.
And I'm only 26, and I'm looking forward to that my entire life.
I've
26? Holy hell. Like, no, feel good about that. 26, feel good about that, by the way.
I mean, I feel good about that, but being young, but I'm not looking forward to having arthritis in my whole life.
Well, you got... Okay, so we're talking arthritis 26, but you're still 26. I mean, there's... stuff can suck, but you do still have life ahead of you, and yeah, there you got correctable stuff going on. I mean, it's not cancer, it's not anything. It's inconvenience and it can suck, but you got technology on your side.
Ah, and you've got a whole new career, you know, handsome pirate. You can go to a TV station and apply to be the meteorologist.
Avast! I got nothing. Someone take over for my impression. Come on.
Well, it's probably mean of me to say that, because he's got, man, you know, I've got real world aches and pains because I'm 50, and he's got real world aches and pains because he's in his 20s and he hit a wall.
At 70 miles an hour.
I've been in a couple accidents, and I've got to say, one of the ones I was in, the airbag actually caused some damage to my hand of all things, because what had happened is I was going southbound and a driver took a left-hand turn in front of me, leaving me zero time to make the turn. And so ended up smashing into him, and the airbag in my truck I had at the time deployed. Well, it caused my hand to pop up and put a giant bubble in the windshield.
Yeah, I think if you got your belts on and everything, I'm not sure if the airbag is any additional safety. And
it's not.
I was just thinking these days, even today, you know, driving around, I really, really hate these drivers that turn in front of you and say, well, they've got time enough to brake and slow down. Because what if I don't see, you know, what if I'm distracted and I don't see you? And, it happens all the time. Somebody will just turn in front of you and say, well, you know, they can brake, they can slow down. You know, I never assume that when I'm driving, you know, oh, let me pull out in front of this person and they got time to slow down. And I've killed the podcast yet again.
Well, time to go to bed.
I'm back.
Pussy lips.
So you can all leave now.
Sorry, I was trying to write back.
No, Soundy, if we leave you with it, you'll just play weird music till the morning.
All right, so it's okay. So it's in the West Coast here, 11:18. Probably most people have already hit the new year. Can we do anything that's going to entertain anyone at this point? I'm wondering, can we hit up, like, can we do TF2? Can we do Counter-Strike? Can we do Aegis Talk? I mean, can we do anything? Anyone got any ideas?
You can go off and do whatever you want to. I want to talk to Noclat too.
No. I'm talking on HPR. Can we, you know, I mean, are we looking for something, you know, what can we do to have some fun?
Dr. Seuss of Porn, I have to hook you up, because last year, after we hit the end of the official podcast, which would be 6 o'clock in the morning for us, you know, because I know it goes 2 hours, and I've been up since 4 o'clock yesterday morning, it went like another 18 or, you know, 20 hours, and we got to blame Mark. Is Marcus still when he was on? I guess he's gone now. I hope he comes back. But I mean, there was whole podcast after the podcast.
Okay. No. I'm so down with that. Can we get some speed then? Like, I'm totally down with, let's do it. If you got a hookup in Southern California, someone can hook me up with an IV. Let's rock and roll. But I'm like, is that what we're going to do? Because I'm down with it. Just, I was curious, like, are we going to keep going? Or are we going to, you know, we're going to move to another medium? Or are we rocking and rolling till the light comes up over frickin' Japan?
Well, we stay here because this is where we're recording the podcast. So that's what this is about at this point.
So we're rocking and rolling? I'm all down with that.
I have a craving for bacon.
I'm making bacon right now, actually. That's kind of funny.
Asshole.
Where? Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, you're not in Southern California. Oh, that sucks.
Also, Lauren says hi back from the shout-out earlier.
I'd like to hear that.
Unfortunately, I think she's on Windows and is not capable of joining.
Why? I'm on Windows.
Mumble runs on Windows.
I'm on Windows. I'm on Windows 7 as we speak. It can be on Mumble. You just download the Mumble, the Windows exe file from the Torchwood page.
Thank you, MP. Jesus Christ! Finally, someone's on Windows. Let's. All right. Cool. Nice. Thank you.
It's not a problem. Even work on Windows XP. There you go.
Well, hitting up Windows 7 right here, baby.
Yeah, I don't Windows do 7. Windows. I'm Linux right here. I've been doing Linux since I was 13 or 14.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of us have, and granted, I like Linux. I think all of us really like Linux. What I want us to all agree on is we love Linux. Windows and might have some problems, but let's not jump on the Apple bandwagon. So, no. To me, actually, the whole, like, HPR shit, mostly Linux, you know, maybe cool Windows, but if I hear Apple, I'm going to lose my fucking shit.
Well, I mean, let's, you know, HPR is not necessarily a single platform podcast. So, you know, if you want to come in from Windows, if you want to come in from Apple, because Bumble is completely cross-platform, we're not going to be judgmental.
No, but let's take a poll here. I mean, realistically, even
do
though
we, have to?
The we point don't. Is- But we don't have to use, I'm saying Mac is, and I don't like Mac, I don't like Apple, I get people do, that's fine. However, statistically speaking, the people in this room are going to be mostly Linux, and then outside of that, you're dealing with, you know what, an eighth or whatever else, Windows, and how many people are actually Mac? Not, yeah. That's not a negative total.
You know, a lot of people justify Mac because it's BSD on the back end.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The thing is, though, Dr. Seuss, it sounds like you're not going to be happy with anything. I mean, I've been having this trouble with Linux users on my channel. They moan at everything you do. So it doesn't matter what operating system you're on, you're going to be moaned at. So, I mean, the point is that 51 was saying is that we hackers public radio don't care. And the point is, too, why the hell are people caring what operating system people use? It's their choice. It's a free freaking universe.
Exactly. I want free. I don't want... I happen to not like Apple, but I do appreciate people that do like it. Same way that's like, you know, I happen to use Microsoft. I know people don't like that, but I also use Linux, so I'm open to all of it. I just don't happen to like the operating system of Apple. But I appreciate that people do use it, and I don't... Unfortunately, I have kind of a prejudice against it, but I still appreciate that people like it. So I got to learn to appreciate it.
Well, one thing I would like to explore, you know, as I understand, Mumble at TeamSpeak was originally proprietary software, and the people wrote it. They found that they weren't going to make any money off of it, and then they released it as open source. At least that's my understanding. But you know, we tried earlier today with a couple non-vision users, not sure the politically correct term, and Jonathan's been on Mumble quite a bit, but
blind.
Trent and Mike really they could not navigate it because it's, you know, Mumble's based on the Qt libraries, which are not very accessibility friendly. So you know, if a project was started under Qt,
what platform were they on though?
Yeah, see, that was the trouble. Mike was trying to get in from Windows. He said on Debian, he could not navigate the dependency. So I'm on Debian, and I've got Mumble.
Can get Mumble on Debian. Though some of the older Debian, the ones that are stable, have the old version, something like that. But I don't think you guys are using Opus anyway, are you?
I should not be able to talk to you guys because... I don't know about John Neustetter on this server, but Delwyn said, you know, 6 months ago, you know, if you can't go Opus, you're not going to be able to talk on the server. But I, you know, I, and, you know, if I go into my configuration in the Mumble, the only thing I have is Celt. But, you know, I still on Delwyn's server, I can talk. On this server, I can talk. So, you know.
Sorry for interrupting. Mumble 1.2 point anything. As long as you have that point with the other number, you should be fine on Opus.
Well, that's why, you know, everybody's saying you got to be 1.2.3.4, and I'm 1.2.2.3.339.
Well, you should be fine. It's some of the old Debians only have 1.2 mumble, which is a really old version of it. They're the ones that are going to struggle. But you can get it from the repos if you know how to add them. It's just, I mean, I have issues with that.
By the way,
word you were looking for, I think, for people who can't see, is sexy. Because, Pegwell, you're legally sexy, aren't you, buddy?
I sure am.
Yeah, that's the one. Sexy.
Jesus Christ, boy, is he. Listen to that voice.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, you know, I told Jonathan, you know, he was like doing witchcraft, you know, because I don't know how he can do what he does on, you know, on a computer, and he's louder than I am, you know, and Pegwall or TJ, you know, it's like I see your pictures that you take, and it's like. There's no way I've got talent to take a photograph like that.
You don't need talent. You just need a good camera. Pegwell's proved that.
Peggy, you do nice photos.
Thank you.
Bow chicka bow bow.
Yeah, don't do stuff to be little TJ, because we do that all the time.
Some of us more than others. Oh, yeah, good. Silence. Is Plateau still here? I want to know what the coffee's like in New Zealand.
I buy the cheap stuff. It's not it's too bad. The more advanced you get, the more beer it's. Anything around the tier 15 butt range is not too bad. Most of the casts, I think, they would probably be on the 30 butt range. Oh, I don't know. They'd buy the sweets of stuff. So, but yeah, it's pretty good. If you go to any cafe, you get reasonably good coffee here.
He can compare it with the kind of coffee that I'm used to drinking.
Yeah, it's expensive, though. I mean, you're looking at $8 from coffee, to $7 a coffee if you've got to do a cab. Make sure you've got money with you.
I was just going to ask for a beverage review.
Well, at least Plateau would not be completely disgusted with me. I bought a Mr. Coffee, so I'm no longer warming up Folgers crystals in the microwave.
Oh, my gosh.
Heathen.
I threw up in my mouth.
Okay, am I the only one that's a little creeped out that 5150 was supposed to go to sleep about an hour ago, and now he's full on, like, now we're engaged. Holy crap. Good job, 51.
This is regular.
You threatened him with gay sex. What did you expect? tempted.
Just
everyone, keep in mind that his microphone is pointed at the back of his head.
Have to hear Dr. Seuss.
My microphone is packed, is totally positioned at the back of my balls, so it'll work out well with 5150.
Well, I've never talked through my balls, but, you know, sounds like you're used to it.
They say hi.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Okay, yeah, that was pretty good, all right? I gotta say that.
So apparently we might have another global economic crisis because Japan is running out of young people. They're not having babies.
They're all coming to New Zealand, by the sounds of it, and freaking still here.
That's okay, because I don't think we've bought their young people for quite a few years.
Well, I
speak for yourself.
Well, Japan is the world's third largest economy, and they're going to have a population crisis here in a couple decades, and that's going to cause issues for the global economy.
They got some problems, and the issue is they're missing young people because they're being exported. Oh, wait, hold on. Quiet, sweetheart. No, stop fucking talking. Okay, sorry. She was under the freaking desk. What were we talking about? Stop speaking Asian. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we've had these alerts from, like, China, because, not to put too fine a point on, you know, they drown non-male babies sometimes, you know.
I don't think that happens much anymore.
Well, probably not. But you know, we've heard these stories that, you know, someday the Chinese are going to go invade Russia because they don't have women.
Well, that part of Russia they could invade won't produce very many women for them. Just a bunch of trees and ice.
What the hell kind of comic books are you reading, 5150? This is nonsense.
I'd like to point out a problem with this. 50, you were talking about China. The original comment was about Japan.
Well, no, but I'm saying that, you know, perhaps...
No, he's got
somehow a related problem, you know.
They're in no way related. They're completely different people.
Well, Japan has my stamp of approval.
Get along with each other. That it's not the same.
Well, Japan.
They're mortal enemies.
Oh, of course. And Japan is, you know, they don't have any place that they can really go with this. You know, got to get on boats or a plane if they were going to go invade someone, increase their population.
Who said they're going to invade anybody? And who said they have to use boats or planes? They could use a vacuum tube if they really had to. What's this got to do with anything?
Well, and now, foreign relations with 5150.
Do we have you?
You know what? I'm going to shut the fuck up and let you guys call this one.
Can we just change the subject instead?
That Black 7 YouTube channel is freaking awesome. That's what I've been doing for the last hour and a half. I've just watched 4 episodes of it. Zoe bringing back memories. Thanks for that. Whoever that was.
Klaatu, are you still around?
Blame Klaatu. It's his fault.
I thought you were shutting up.
Well, we're talking about Blake 7, not about Japan or China.
Klaatu, are you still around? I know you probably wouldn't want to admit it at this point, but if you are...
I like bacon.
I really like bacon.
Bacon is... I've got a bagel, but so I can't have bacon. I can have coffee. I'm not supposed to coffee, but I'm going to have a coffee anyway. I'm going to go and make one. Have fun. Be back later. A couple minutes.
Hey, Cobra 2, what are you drinking tonight? You got a beverage to review for our... HPR New Year's Eve show? Oh, you guys chased Cobra 2 away. That's terrible.
Well, I'm certain it must be Canadian whiskey of some sort.
No, he usually drinks bourbon if it's hard liquor, I thought. I could be wrong about that, but I thought I remembered bourbon. Sound Chaser, you must be drinking something decent.
Actually, I've just poured for my first and probably only alcoholic drink of the evening, an Irish coffee with just a big shot of Jameson's and some Irish cream.
Ooh. I thought Jameson's was Irish cream.
No, Jameson's is Irish whiskey.
Oh, right on. Okay. And what's the Irish cream? Is that a non-alcoholic additive?
No, but it's a liqueur. So it's a cream-based liqueur.
Right, okay, and so like double...
Bailey's
like,
was...
Yeah, Bailey's is the most common.
Irish cream.
You ever drink Bailey's from a shoe?
No.
That must be from something, which I'm sure TJ will elucidate.
You want to go to a club where people wee on each other?
Why do I think this makes more sense in my Batman voice?
Pegwell, I'm trying to change the subject, man.
Hey, Pokey, how do I contact you over, like, instant messaging?
Just double-click my name and mumble.
No, outside of instant messaging, like, tomorrow.
Oh, probably like an email or a text message to my phone.
I don't have your number. Would you like to send that to me?
Would you like me to send him your number?
Yeah, it's already done.
International texting?
I don't know if I can do international texting. Just direct it to me on Twitter or whatever that is.
I'm just wondering, do I contact you through my Google Voice number or do I contact you through my Canadian number?
I don't know. Probably the Canadian. I mean, the Google Voice number, because I don't think I can do international that easily.
Just contact him at Pokey at the book club, as always, 2 months late.com.
I have trouble with how many people contact me. So I've got, I mean, Twitter, Google Plus, freaking Google Voice, freaking, you know, I've got a live account. It's like freaking what, you know, is it Facebook?
Not busting on you at all.
It doesn't help that you like destroy and create new accounts faster than some people.
I know, I just did one before. The thing is, your Americans just don't get it, and it's so much pissing you off. Like you, because most of the people that annoy me on my channel are actually Americans. They tend to be. The Canadians are fine, but the Americans can be jerks. And I've just decided, you know, the one way to really upset them is to change my name all the time. Because it's not like I'm after subscribers. Well, I've only got like 40 on that channel, so I'm like, well, I just push them off and just change my name again. That'd get them going again. I quite like doing that. It's fun. I don't like after money or anything. Like, who wants a big channel with 2,000 subscribers? That'd be awful.
Someone who would like to monetize what they create.
Yeah, but why? I mean, the whole point with me is that I just like talking about geeky stuff that I come across, and I like to. If you monetize your channel, you're going to have ads. You don't make. I've had a channel before which Linux used, which was had about 1,000 subscribers, whatever it had, and I was just starting to make money off YouTube. But then you start getting into all this crap with the other channels and all these other people like contacting you to join them. I'm not really into that now. Like, I'd rather just be fun and just be happy and just be me.
I was just in the IRC, Peggles, saying how late he was up, and I said, well, I got it. You know, I've been up since 4, but I guess that probably doesn't count, because whenever I drifted off in my my comfort chair from Dan and my desk, you know, however long I was gone, I must have been asleep.
It's copyright 7 years. I thought it was 40. Just maybe no. I thought Bright 7 will be copyrighted by now, like the Creative Commons. That's 70s. So
depends on your locale.
With Mickey Mouse laws in place now, it's something like almost 200 years.
Oh, I don't know. I never get it. I never understood copyright. It's different for each country. It's different for each freaking whatever you're on, whether it be music, you know, videos, whatever. And they're all out of date, and it's just stupid.
Yeah, it's like 70 plus the life of the author, and then, you know, if you've got a big corporation, you can extend it almost indefinitely.
All right, folks, I got to go visit the head.
The original
TMI, buddy.
The original reason for copyright isn't stupid. What copyright has become is stupid.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I completely agree with that. Copyright's just dumb.
This is about where I jumped in tonight.
Yeah, it's just stupid. No, the people making the laws don't even get what copyright is. So they're making the laws, or they're listening to people that are giving that want copyright for a completely opposite reason to what it should be. Everyone's sharing stuff online. It should be just shared and just let it go and just let people share stuff. The people making money on online now are the people that share the content and then do it legally. And that's
well, how it's I don't know. I think it would be weird if you had everybody and their brother remaking Steamboat Willie online.
They do on YouTube anyway. They do all sorts of freaking takeoffs and stuff and spins and all sorts of crap. I mean, I like that. That's one good thing about YouTube, that you can actually go and watch a, you know, Star Trek remake by some fan somewhere. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, not even by just some fan, by the original stars and stuff. Look up Star Trek Renegades. Some saying today, who was it? That was actually supposed to be on TV. I don't know if it was like Blood and Chrome and got screwed up or whatever by somebody, but I am really looking forward to that even more than Axanar. But you've got all Star Trek and Star Wars, but you've got your fan stuff, but you've also got, you know, this incredibly polished, you know, stuff with actual actors and you know, other professionals behind it. So You know, and neither of the controlling entities are really, you know, stomping on it. You know, long as there's no profit being made. So I do think this is a model going forward of how our media is going to be built.
See, 50, you kind of bring up what one of my biggest concerns with Disney taking over LucasArts has been. You know, around LucasArts, there's always been this really rich fan community that has made some incredible videos over the years, so much so that LucasArts at one time used to host a lot of those on the Force.net, and now that Disney owns it, I'm just worried about, you know, the future of that fan-created content.
I'm just scared what'll show up on Once Upon a Time next. I don't know if they're ever going to get to Star Wars, but I imagine they probably will. But it occurred to me the other day that 2000 Leagues Under the Sea was a Disney film. So I completely expect next season we are going to see Nautilus versus Jolly Roger.
Disney's been raking it in this year. Like, they've made about the top 20 movies. I think they've got 14 of them or 10 of them. So they are raking in the money. I'd be interested to see what they actually made as a company this year, just quietly. Breaking news. Ed Bush has quit his board post and make a run for the White House. Steve, let's go. I've got that in New Zealand, and you reckon we don't have the news. So, another Bush in the White House. Might that be fun? I'm sure the copyright laws will be changed now.
Better than who's in there now.
I disagree. I think he's probably the exact equal to who's in there now.
Agreed.
Oh, come on. Has there been might a good be president not... in my lifetime?
Is that what we need to do to bring Klaatu in the conversation? We got to start talking politics?
No. I'm sorry I gave that impression. My least interesting topic.
Yep, no. Let's all back off politics here, because that's going to be bad.
Hey, Klaatu, I've been trying to break into for a little bit to try to get your attention, but you weren't around when I tried. How's the coffee situation in New Zealand?
Oh, it's brilliant, actually. Well, I mean, at least in Wellington, like, apparently Wellington has a reputation, and maybe MP Baird could give me some insight into the rest of New Zealand, but Wellington has a reputation for being, like, the cafe city. So there are really great cafes, like, all over the place here.
No. There's probably 20 cafes per square mile in every freaking city in New Zealand. Not just Wellington.
Yeah, so it's good coffee, too. I mean, it's, like, really seriously good coffee.
The two-butt stuff you get from the supermarket, it's fine. I buy the special brand, whatever it's called. It's like $2 from the supermarket. That does me for a couple of weeks. I'm happy.
I get Robert Harris. That's sort of my cheap
that's
brand.
That's expensive stuff. That's like $9 a pot. I can't afford that.
So what are you buying, Klaatu? Buy the cup, or are you buying beans, or a little of each?
No, I just buy for home, I just buy the pre-ground stuff. It's a brand called Robert Harris, which I thought was the cheap one, but apparently it's not. But no. At work we get free coffee. Like, they have an espresso machine with, like, three different stations, so three people can be making espressos at the same time.
Holy smokes! Do they all have you make it for them because you know how to do it and they don't?
The coffee machines here aren't too bad. I actually nearly won for $100 at Christmas because it was either that or the SodaStream machine. Wife doesn't drink coffee, so I lost. Coffee machine.
So does it make the designs on the coffee for you, or do they have a clinic to tell you how to do that?
What happens is it's got a little. They come in capsules. I didn't even know actually this year. I was just simply looking into it, but they make these little capsules, and they're like I don't know how, like a tea type thing, and but they come in like a little pallet, and the pallet goes into the coffee machine. Then the pallet makes the coffee, and then you put the milk in it and whatever, and it just makes whatever you want. So it's quite expensive. Like, although we're trying to work it out, it's about $10 a week for the coffees. Like, if you have one a day, it's like $10 a week sort of thing for those. It's not too bad. I mean, they make quite nice coffees, and the more expensive coffee machine you've got, the better coffee you get.
I completely disagree. There is nothing that beats a French press. Nothing.
I was gonna say, Marcus, that sounds a lot like a Keurig.
Oh, I'm a cheapy guy, so I've got no money, so I buy the cheap stuff. Picking Peter Jackson's got the most expensive frickin' coffee machine in the staff room ever. It's quite like, I have no idea.
So, Klaatu, that was actually a serious question. When you go to the espresso machine to make your coffee, do other people, like, ask you to do it because you know how to do it and they're all just incompetent?
No, actually, a lot of them actually really make, I would say they make, like, fancier-looking coffee than I do because they actually do the espresso, the steamed milk art. I couldn't care less how the thing looks, so I don't do that. But, no, it seems everyone pretty much knows how to make coffee around here really well.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, I could be surprised.
I could get a job just as the coffee maker for Peter Jackson. He'd probably pay a lot. I could do that. Just fly me over to Wellington for 2 or 3 days. Fly me back. I'll be all good.
You make coffee that good, it'll last him 2 or 3 days?
No, I can't make coffee for crap, but I'll tell you what, if he's going to fly me over, I'll learn. I'll just watch a YouTube video every week.
Hey, Klaatu, I would seriously be interested. What new things have you learned because of your job, if you can go into that any?
I really can't. I mean, a lot more Python than I ever knew, that's for sure. And JavaScript, that was cool.
I'm surprised he's got a lot of programming in his movie scripts. Is that just with special effects?
Yeah, it's all the back-end stuff. I mean, yeah. I don't really know how much I can say, so I just won't say anything. But no, yeah.
How about life in the world, Klaatu? What have you learned just by being in a different place
there among
people who talk funny?
Oh, geez, a lot, actually. But I guess broadly speaking, I've traveled a lot through my life anyway because of my, my dad was in the Navy. So, I mean, travel's not really that new to me. But, I've learned that sometimes when you move somewhere else, you do lose a little bit of something what you leave behind, which is kind of more poignant than I'd expected from that. Because, like I say, I've moved a lot in my life, so I didn't really expect this move to be that big of a deal. But I'd made a lot of friends back in the States, most of whom, many of whom are here in the channel right now speaking. But, and it's weird to go so far away from them and not really have any way to actually see them again. That was kind of surprising.
I posted my LinkedIn profile. Feel free to give it around, hand it around.
And I'll say, Klaatu, that I think the one of the communities that's going to be miss you the most is just the conference scenes in general. I know that when I get a conference up and going again, it's going to be rather disappointing for me to know that you won't be there most likely.
Yeah, believe me, it's tough to not be there. The conferences, I really miss the conferences.
By the way, Klaatu, I was similarly impressed with something at a conference as you were, and until you pointed it out, I didn't even realize it, but I went out last week and I bought a little corner cutter that makes corners round on pieces of paper.
Yeah, those are cool.
I use it for my vacuum sealer bags because I hate the sharp corners that those things leave and poke you with.
Yeah. I have one of those. I could have sent you it for like nothing.
I bought it for next to nothing.
There he comes in.
Cheaper to buy the new one.
Altman's
might be able to go to LinuxConf.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going. I can't imagine anything worse than being in a room with 600 Linux users.
Then what are you doing here?
Kill me. Honestly, I couldn't imagine it. That'd be the worst thing ever.
What are you doing here if you couldn't imagine being in a room with 600 Linux users? That's like the best time in the world.
But we're all really 20 of us what here. What the hell?
No, I actually offered those got hold of me and wanted me to help out. And I said, well, it's actually cheaper for me to go to Sydney, where I am. Like, it's actually cheaper for me to go to Wellington. And I just said, look, it would cost me $800 just to get there and back, plus accommodation. I really couldn't do it. And I applied for funding, and they turned me down. See, fine, I'm not going in.
I don't blame them for turning you down. You just said you couldn't think of anything worse than being with them.
In the last month, I've pissed off.
Yeah, hell? Jesus Christ, that's like, holy shit.
I've just got really annoyed with the Linux community and just pissed everyone off. So I'm picking if I go into a room and...
Fuck off, then.
Oh, you guys are Hacker Public Radio. You're not just Linux users. You like everyone.
But see, Marcus, what the hell about the Linux community giving you crap
And then you know, sit there and just troll them, and you expect them to, you know, be nice and friendly to you. Maybe the problem
you came to the wrong neighborhood, son.
But you,
hey, this is why I wouldn't be a room with 650 glint scissors.
You started the shit.
No, it's just like
you can't. You shouldn't touch that boy.
Listen, just to be clear, Marcus, we still like you. We're just making you eat your words.
I know. The point is that I get really annoyed by the free software nuts. Like they piss me off. And I get really annoyed.
Fuck off!
No. Okay, I'm backing up him right here. Okay, that if you're crazy on it, you want to like.
There's some crazy ones around. Like, trust me.
Yeah. No. I'm with
That's
you on
me.
That.
I am the free software nut.
I've always tried to be. You don't have to be. You can be pro it, but don't. You don't have to hit it hardcore. I mean, there are good proprietary software out there.
Fuck a religion to some people.
I have had sushi.
It is a religion. Are you kidding?
You tell other people to join, and that's what pisses me off.
I have had
fuck off! I don't know how many times I have to say it.
Okay, Pendulette. Okay, Pendulette. We'll we'll just follow that. Okay. Look, come on.
I can be friends. Religion wise, I'd be friends with anyone as long as they don't get me to join. I'm a bit like that with the free software people.
Just no, good one. I like that.
And it's the same with the other thing people that piss me off are the latest. Yes, type in a terminal all day, and no graphical installer needed.
Hey, I know everything.
Everyone else sucks.
Wait. Let me have the mic for a second.
Go for it, man.
I don't know if you've realized this, but if you're surrounded by assholes, surprise, you're the asshole.
Oh, Cobra, high five. Good God, hold on.
Excellent, Cobra.
We need a high five.
Also, most of us here prefer a distro without a graphical installer.
I'm leaving. I'm going down to the booze room.
No. Oh, guys. Oh, okay. Booze room? All right, I'm there. Oh, what? No, I came back.
There's no drinks in here. I'm just going to stay here.
No. I'll fucking go there. Like, you were there, I'm going to go there. Screw it.
Yeah, if you go away, Marcus, who's going to do the after show?
I'm going to have to go soon anyway. It's like 9 o'clock at night here. My wife's due home from work anytime soon. So I'm pretty much going to be gone soon.
So you're
I see how it is.
Is it Hawaii?
Drop the asshole persona and be a normal human being?
He shows up. You're right here.
He shows up, starts a bunch of shit, then leaves.
I'm actually good at changing topics. I'm good at starting a whole bunch of crap up. And then I'm just good at this, like, oh, I'm going now.
Pegwall, you make him sound like you.
I do it better, and I'm legally sexier.
Well, that's true.
And Peggy has awesome one-liners.
I want that job.
I made a comment in the chat room that I agree. I don't have to be sexy because I married someone 10 years younger than me, and I just let myself go now. I don't really give a crap.
I tell you, Clotu, do not count out seeing us again, because one of these days we're all going to show up on your doorstep, and we're all going to be. Dirty and greasy because we got over there clinging to the spars of Flying Rich's home-built plane like all of the guys on Fly of the Phoenix.
I can't wait.
Actually, the soccer team I support, the New Zealand soccer team in the A-League and they're doing Australian League and they're doing really well at the moment. Point there.
I didn't know New Zealand had a soccer team.
New Zealand and Wellington, based on freaking Wellington. Do you not see the signs everywhere?
I know about
But see, Klaatu, it's a translation problem.
I know about the
it's
All
not
Blacks
soccer,
and,
it's football.
I was going to say, Marcus, what are you doing saying soccer?
I say football, actually, pretty much. So I play Football Manager, so it's always football to me, because I've been playing it since like 1990, whenever the first version came out. So I just call it football. I don't really say soccer like my New Zealanders do. But yeah, the team's based in Wellington, but they actually play in the A-League, the Australian League, not the KK, the Wellington Phoenix. Must have heard the Wellington Phoenix mentioned a couple of times.
Yeah,
radio.
I think so, yeah.
Now, where does foosball come from, where you spin sticks and run them back and forth? You know, it's got to come from football, but how did it get there?
Sorry, what?
Do you guys have those tables where you've got, like, you know, it's soccer and you put the ball in the middle and
foosball, baby.
I said foosball.
Yeah, Yeah, really, but I don't think we have a good enough name. That's like tables that you play soccer on. Table soccer on.
Well, you guys table. Don't have a like you guys call, you know, when we talk biscuits, you consider something different. We have biscuits and we have donuts and we have all this shit. Look, we have biscuits and frickin' chips.
Donuts
and
are donuts.
Shit.
We have donuts. We go to the bakery all the time and get donut, cream donut.
See, you call it donut, okay. Now that's, you know, we need to get upon a common vocabulary here. So it's donut, biscuits. Biscuits are the one thing we don't agree on what they are.
Hey, wait a minute. I can go from donuts to Happy New Year without feeling like a shitheel afterwards. So for the next minute, don't anybody, you know.
Oh shit, Pokey's. Oh wait, Pokey, are we on the West Coast, baby?
It looks like it. You tell me. You're
no,
on the West Coast, aren't you?
You're calling it on, and I didn't even realize we have a minute left. So I guess we're here. Are we counting down, baby?
No, you're gonna go run outside and watch the fireworks.
No, I got my. Well, I'm not wearing pants, so I'll do it. But
then
okay.
Lock the door on your way out.
I'm locking the door on the way in.
Do you guys know that Nixie Pixel did a video called Not Wearing Pants or something, and she got 20,000 frickin' hits on one day? I'm going, oh, that is my...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! I'm not wearing any pants.
Happy New Year, oh, Dr. Seuss of porn, Western region of the United States, and several other folks on the left coast.
No, it's Pokey! Come on, Pokey's here!
Happy New Year, and I'm wearing a kilt.
I will generalize and now say that all Americans don't wear pants on New Year's Eve. People call me generalizing all the time.
I don't wear pants if it's a weekday.
I'm not wearing pants because you guys got me out of bed.
Well, you're a fucking freak.
Lord D, this is the kilt that you won?
Yeah, it's the kilt I won on Facebook.
Sweet. Is it a tartan for any particular clan?
No, this is more of a, like, utilikilt style kilt. It is a black kilt from a company called PD Kilts, which stands for Pocket Dungeon Kilts.
Oh my god. We took this seriously? Holy shit.
Wait, Pocket Dungeon? That makes it your kilt sound a little creepy. Can you explain that a little better?
Basically, from what I can tell...
That's a no, by the way. When I see here, basically, that's a no.
Well, I've only known about this company for about 2 months, so...
This is going well. This is getting creepy.
PD Kilts is very friendly to the kink community.
He needed a masturbation kilt.
Oh my god, I was right. Look at that, guys. I'm like, oh no, it's creepy. No, it's not creepy. Oh no, well look, it's very friendly toward the BDSM community. Okay, it was creepy.
It is no secret amongst most of the people here that I'm involved in that community as well.
No, I'm down with that. I just wanted to talk like creepy and kinky, and I'm right there with you.
I don't get how you see it's creepy, but whatever.
It's creepy, but I'm in there with the creepy factor, and I enjoy it.
I have been aligned with many communities, and now I'm not aligned with any for some reason. I don't know. I'm just being independent.
Yeah, well, first off, talking about kilts, if
Jesus Christ, 51 50's up. All right, let's rock and roll.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss, if Thistleweb was here, he would put the hurt down on you. And since he's not, I'm going to come in and represent the Scott community. I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to put the hurt down on anybody who says wearing a kilt is not perfectly natural and the right thing to do. So, if I had a kilt, I would be wearing it, and I would be going regimental.
I respect the shit out of that. That's awesome.
I've got to point out, guys, that kilts are not strictly a Scottish tradition. The Scots do have kilts, and that's where the tartan tends to come in. The Irish have kilts as well, but they don't use tartans per se. If you look into it, there are several different groups that have kilts.
But I wear mini skirts. Where does that fall in?
Well, you know, it's not a skirt. I mean, the traditional Scottish kilt was more like a toga, the reason it became skirt-like, where'd that come from? But the reason it became kilt-like is because the English came in and insisted the Scots at least wear the top half of a uniform. And that's the only reason it's like it's like a skirt. You know, originally it was like a horse blanket or a toga.
Well, I'm down with the skirt aspect here. I'm just saying, like, you know, my problem is when I tend to wear, you know, a small outfit across the street from a park with no underwear, and somehow the cops freak out on that shit. See, that's wrong. I mean, that's my prerogative.
Can I interrupt the program for one moment?
Yes,
please.
It is now 8:04 UTC. I'm stopping the stream.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.